Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday, May the 9th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour, 52 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area, and it looks like it is going to rain on Mother's Day. I know there's been some conjecture over that the past few days, but it looks right now as if it's going to rain, but that could change at any moment. Well, before we went to break, the Great Twinkie Challenge sounds like within the last 24 hours it's been put together. Our friend Brody called in, who came up with this idea. 200 Twinkies will be on display, a four-person competition, who can eat the most Twinkies. Now, we're going to do this before the end of the month of May. Now, this will go on for 10 minutes. You get two bottles of water. The Twinkies are going to be supplied by the driving range. That's very nice. And the winner will get a prize, possibly from the driving range, which would be very, very nice. And maybe we'd give them a free meal or something as well. But what do you think of this? Do you think Brody can put down 50 Twinkies in 10 minutes? I don't know. Give me a buzz here. What do you think of the Great Twinkie Challenge? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or is there anybody else you could think who would be good in this challenge? Now, as I was telling Brody there, I don't know about women because I would not go up to a woman and say, I think you can eat 50 Twinkies in 10 minutes, but you never know. You never know what can happen. I thought Abby would be all over this because, you know, she's Mrs. Competitive, and I thought, not that I think she can eat 50 Twinkies in 10 minutes, but I thought she'd give it the good old college try and see if she could pack down, like 10 Twinkies in 10 minutes. You know, I've seen her go through these Cadbury Easter eggs like nobody's business. You know, so it's not like she doesn't eat the sweets. She can put down quite a few Cadbury Easter eggs in a good portion of time. I don't know. And Ted Williams, I'm telling you, Ted is a big eater. Every time he comes to town, he's always hungry. Now, I don't know under pressure in 10 minutes how many Twinkies he could eat, but I think it'd be interesting to find out. Does anybody have any thoughts on this Great Twinkie Challenge? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here this morning. 740-751-4038. Now, I know you, the listening audience, is not aware of Brody. You don't know what he can eat. But from the stats that we have from last night, that he did eat 6 Twinkies in the course of a minute, he may be approaching the 50 Twinkie mark in 10 minutes. I don't know. I think it's a fascinating competition in many, many ways. But we don't want anybody to choke or anything like that. You know, you don't need any trouble like that when it comes to a great Twinkie challenge. 740-751-4038. Do you have any thoughts on the Great Twinkie Challenge? Well, now, Abby is telling me now that I've never seen her eat the Cadbury Easter eggs in bulk. Now, that is true. I'm not saying I've ever seen her eat them in bulk. Binge eating is not her thing. Now, is this binge eating? I don't know. Maybe it is binge eating. I don't know what they call these. I thought it was more of an eating competition. Now, I guess maybe you could consider it binge eating. I don't know. I don't know. We had the whole push-up thing with Abby last fall. Like I say, I'm not picking that wound again. I'm not picking that scab. But I just know she's competitive, and God bless her heart. You never know. Who knows who will be in this thing by the time we get to it later on this month. Boy, that'll be a hullabaloo, won't it? Okay. But, you know, I'm so glad I got my grass mowed yesterday. I during the break there, I went into the kitchen, and I was looking out the doors there, and so many people in my neighborhood, I think, did not mow their grass yesterday because they felt it was going to rain. It didn't end up raining until 10 o'clock last night, but the grass looks so nice and fresh, and it just looks good. You know, nothing better than a nice, freshly cut yard. And I'll tell you, that's a thing right now with all the rain that we've been getting, because yards are growing at a very fast pace. Okay, I need to, I hate to bring this up, but Abby just said this. She said, I will not do another, I got to tell you the truth about this. Abby says, I will not do another competition with you because of the push-up thing. Now, to be honest with you, I know I talked about this a lot. Now, this was late last year, maybe like September or October. Honest to goodness, I can't remember what happened. I remember there was a certain amount of push-ups she had to do in a minute. I do remember that part of it, but I don't remember what happened that caused all the friction. But I know there was friction. Now, I will admit, I did not get down and do the push-ups. This is absolutely true. I did not do that. But I think there was some problem, the counting of the push-ups. And you know what? I'm free to admit that maybe it was my fault. I will, you know, it could have been me. I think what happened was we were looking at different clocks is what I think happened. So again, she's in a bit of a bad mood this morning, I can tell. She's not going to binge eat. She's never doing another competition because of the push-up thing. You know, it's not good to hold a grudge. I mean, I did not do that push-up thing on purpose. Honest to goodness, I did not do the push-up thing on purpose. I just think there was a miscount. It could have been my fault. I'm totally willing to admit it was my fault. At that time, I might have had hazy brain. I don't know what was going on. Oh, well, I don't think I lied. Now, she said I lied about the push-ups blatantly. I don't think I lied. I might have misstated. I'm not saying that I didn't misstate. Oh, my goodness. Let's take the phone call. 740-751-4038. Abby, God bless you. I don't think I blatantly lied. I'm not saying I didn't get the number wrong, though. Go ahead, caller.
Must be a morning for two-syllable names beginning with A, right?
Well, two of them, Abby and Adam.
And at with Abby the Wise.
You two remind me of each other, so it's very similar. Go ahead.
Sorry, I just sipped my coffee. Don't want to burst your bubble, but, you know, you want to hear all opinions, right? So
about what?
On the Twinkie contest, I mean, it's a cute idea. Yeah, I mean, me, you know, loving all in the family, I think about Twinkies because Archie ate them. The only problem is Twinkies are very unhealthy. They have no nutritional value. They're all processed food and sugar. And we shouldn't be encouraging large quantities of them being eaten versus the fruitcake toss, which is an athletic event. You know, once I got off my horse a bit and decided to throw the fruitcake the right way, I ended up going from the worst thrower one year to almost the best score altogether, but the best for station people, which I'm quite proud of. And I got an award, which was very nice. So athletic events like that are much better. Eating contests are fine, but I would suggest something with nutritional value, even pizza. I mean, pizza's a bit high in calories and carbohydrates, but it does have nutritional value. Tacos also, you know, for the most part are healthy.
Well, I don't think anybody's encouraging anybody to eat Twinkies at a massive level. I think what happened here was that Brody, because it was not my idea, through, the story went in the last hour, saw the massive amount of Twinkies being bought. He felt he could eat 50 Twinkies in 10 minutes, which was his goal. And certainly, nobody's being forced to participate in this competition. And I'm not saying go out and buy Twinkies, but listen, you can go to any store and buy Twinkies if you want to. Yeah. So there's no encouragement.
Well, to me, it's just that we're feeling that it's something that would be a good thing to do, even though we know it's unhealthy, and it's not something that I'm comfortable with. So I think he shouldn't be eating 50 Twinkies. Even for a 30-year-old, it's not healthy. And eat pizza or tacos or something else everybody likes, because the least it may be high in calories, but at least it has nutritional value.
Well, I don't know. I think there are certain things that we cannot encourage or discourage because people want to do them. Now, if you were forcing people to do it, if you were saying you need to do this, that's a different story. But if they come to you and say they want to do it, you know, I look back to some of the shows that have been on this station, like The Weasel Show. You know, to be honest with you, there were many things that went on that show that were not something you should be doing at home. Now, what was that and you were a part of that show. Now, would you encourage? Was that an encouragement to do those things?
Well, I'm thinking of the Twinkie issue, and to me, I'm not comfortable at all with the idea.
Well, you don't have to participate.
Eating junk food. No, I don't want to feel that I put my stamp of approval on it.
Well, I don't know that anybody was you know saying that anybody had to approve it. It's just one of those things that will happen as a segment. And whatever happens, happens. And if only one person wants to participate, that's fine.
Brody, if you're listening, you know, despite the fact that I'm half his size, certainly there are things that I can eat in large quantities. Pizza, certainly, one that I've certainly been known to get my money's worth when not being limited in quantity. But try to pick a food that has nutritional value. I feel we're even talking about it. We're giving our stamp of approval to it. Maybe I'm reading too much into the situation, but...
Well, I think we talk about murder on the air. I don't think we're giving our stamp of approval to murder.
Of course not, Scott, but that's nothing at all related to what I'm talking about. We're talking about somebody doing something like eating Twinkies. Talking about murder, we're talking about it as a news item. That's nothing.
I would say... Like, okay, when we had Joey Chestnut on the show last fall... After he went down and ate the hot dogs and the bowls of chili, and I forget even what he ate on Thanksgiving. Pumpkin pies, I think, is what it was. We had him on talking about it. Now, I don't think that was an encouragement.
Well, A, he's not a local person, and B, pumpkin pie, well, I would say between pumpkin pie and Twinkies, it has the former has more nutritional value, but I wouldn't exactly call it a health food. But some of the other items, again, at least they're mainstream-type foods. So, there's similarities, but it's different. And I just felt in listening to it, if he can eat 50 Twinkies, that's quite an accomplishment, but I wouldn't be proud of it from a health standpoint.
Well, that's on him. Again, nobody's telling anybody to do anything. It was not my idea. It was his idea, as he said. I think that's all documented on the interview there. Nobody has to participate who doesn't want to participate. Nobody is saying that you should mass eat Twinkies. Nobody's saying anything like that. All that's being said is if somebody comes to you with an idea and says, I would like to present this, if you do it, you do it. If you don't, you don't. I think that's just, I don't think everything you do on your show you encourage. I mean, I've had people who were convicted of crimes on the show that doesn't mean I encourage them to do commit crimes.
That's different from this situation. I don't really see any similarity at all.
Well, I'm confused because if I have somebody on, it's not a news item when I have somebody on who may have been convicted of a crime. I'm interviewing them because it's an interesting item to talk about. Doesn't mean I condone what they do.
I might be reading into it too much. I might be reading into it too much. That isn't the point. It just seems like, you know, encouraging other people to do it.
Nobody's encouraging anybody to do it.
Yeah, if that's it, then yeah, maybe I'm reading into it, but I wouldn't be proud of it. You know, Brody, if you're listening, I wouldn't be proud of eating 50 Twinkies.
Well, that's him. Like I said, he went through the cheese and mayonnaise and ketchup on hot dog buns. That's just his thing.
So, yeah, make just a disclaimer that we don't encourage this behavior.
I don't think any of our listeners are going to go out and try to cram 50 Twinkies down their throat in 10 minutes just because we talked about it.
Because, you know, I'm pretty big on health, and just make sure people know there are things that if you eat a lot of, certainly things that I've been known to eat a lot of in one setting, sure they have some nutritional worth. And so that's a,
but do you think people don't buy Twinkies at the grocery store without us talking about it?
Oh, of course not. And, you know, one or two Twinkies, it's not going to kill you, but 50, it's, I really surprised someone could do that. I mean, maybe that would be quite an accomplishment. I'll say that much.
Well, like I say, again, I'm not sure about any of these mass eating contests. I'm never sure that that's a good idea. I'm never sure that the pie eating contests are all that good an idea. I think, or when they throw chickens or throw axe handles or all these things, I'm not sure that any of this is a good idea. And I don't think putting it on a show is condoning it. You know, when we had Bill Cosby on, people thought that was a condoning of the things he did.
Because Bertie's a local person, and you know him personally.
So if it's a local person who...
Well, that's not the only qualifier. It's one of them. I mean, you don't try to twist things, Scott. You're a genius at that, but it's not gonna happen here. There are
no, I'm confused. I'm not trying to twist. I'm trying to get to the point of what you're trying to say, though, that when somebody comes on and does something, that it's an encouragement. I don't understand that.
I didn't say that one bit. I was talking about this particular instance.
Right. So, but how would this be different than any other?
Someone talks about a serious crime and that we encourage it is preposterous. That's nothing to do with this.
Right. But I'm saying, why talking about this? Why is that an encouragement?
Right. Well, again, just being somebody local, someone, he's a friend of yours, I presume.
Yeah, I know him.
He listens a lot. We appreciate every listener. And I'm not only comfortable with encouraging something so unhealthy. Let's encourage things like tossing fruitcakes. That's an athletic event. And from a nutritional standpoint, I mean, fruitcakes aren't exactly health food, but they do have some nutritional value. I personally like fruitcakes, but they're a controversial item for sure. So,
well, I just want to say again, because somebody, again, if I had went to him, now maybe that would have been an encouragement, but that's not what happened. He came to me and said he wanted to do this. Now, yeah, I believe he did this yesterday, as he said, without me there, without any radio show. So I think he's going to do this regardless.
You know him. I might be reading into it too much. That was just my impression when I heard that. I don't want to feel like we're encouraging it. Yes, by talking about it, but it's not the same.
I think we've talked about it more this segment than we did in the last.
Probably. Well, you asked and I had to rebut you, so... I mean,
well, no, but I mean, you called in to bring it up.
Your debating is just awesome. So you ask, I'll answer. And, you know, I always give complete answers.
No, I'm not. Listen, Adam, I'm not trying to have a debate with you. All I'm saying is you called in to say you felt that we should not encourage people to eat mass amounts of Twinkies. And all I'm saying is that I did not go to him. I'm not telling anybody to go out and eat mass amounts of Twinkies. I'm not saying that Twinkies are the healthiest food in the world, amongst a lot of other things. But if somebody wants to do something like that, I think there is an interest level. If you listen to any of the zoo programs down in your area, they are tasing people. They are sending people out.
I don't listen to the zoo, and I find it to be really an embarrassment.
Right, and I think...
Even though they're friends of ours and friends of mine that have been on it... No, I don't encourage that. And you're right. I mean, it's not a perfect argument. There are gray areas, but that's just the impression I got when I was listening. I'm probably reading into it too much, but just to let people know, if you want to have an eating contest, pick something with some nutritional values. I suggest tacos.
Well, and again,
favorites, you know, Chinese food, rice.
Just to be in the same area, nobody's encouraging anything. Nobody's saying you should do this. It was Brody's idea, and obviously he even went out and got the person who was going to pay for the Twinkies. That's not even on our head.
Yeah, so if he can do that, well, that's quite impressive, at least from a accomplishment standpoint, not a health standpoint. So, okay, I think we've beaten it into the ground. The second item, you know, I'm very, very authoritative and knowledgeable on English usage, pronunciation, spelling, all that good stuff, and I did not believe that when you said progress was preferred. I did not believe that, but again, I'm not perfect. I did look it up extensively, and progress is the only correct pronunciation. It's possible you are confusing it with process, which you say. Process is more of a British or Canadian pronunciation. Of course, this is Ohio, the great Midwest, but again, since it's the same language, I would not consider it incorrect to say process. But
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is,
the only way to pronounce P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S is progress. I mean, there could be variations based upon your accent, but progress is absolutely wrong. You talked about a root word. Yes, the first three letters are pro. Pro means both professional as well as pro, like you're in favor of something. But it's not quite that simple. I'd have to check to see exactly if it's related to those pros, because as you know, English is an amalgamation of the different languages as well as some of our own terms, and like any language, a lot of idioms and colloquialisms. But progress is wrong.
I don't know how we can say any pronunciation is wrong, because I think the preferred pronunciation of your father's sister is aunt. But
right.
It's
aunt,
not.
Aunt and aunt are both acceptable. There are words
now that's
that have different,
right, but I don't think
in
that's
in the United States that have different pronunciations.
But
another one that comes up is often, which I don't like, makes me cringe. But it's how they say it in the UK. So again, since it's a UK pronunciation, to me that's acceptable. But I always say often.
Well, if you listen to people in the United Kingdom, there's many of them who say progress. And I've always felt that the reason that progress is right is because the word means to go forward. And I'm not sure what a pra is in going forward.
Right.
And we do that with a lot of words in America.
I think it's
America.
Your accent that makes it sound like that. But I did look up pronunciations because I'm not perfect. I look at official sources, not what someone's Facebook page might say. And like with process, you know, I say process, but process, just like often, is used in other areas, so I would say it's acceptable. But progress is not acceptable anywhere. Although the accent may make it sound a little bit like that, because people also, just like people see colors differently, people can hear pronunciations differently.
Well, I think most
not
things.
Not to mention pronunciation, not pronunciation.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. But I don't think that's the preferred version.
Yeah. But that's how I see it, and that is authoritative. That's my two cents worth. Just like February, it's not February. The R is said kind of quickly, so it might come across as February, but the R should be pronounced.
But it's not.
It is pronounced, but it doesn't sound as distinctive. Plus, many people they say their R's differently. R is kind of a fascinating letter, but February is the way it should be said. Although people, you know, American speakers sometimes are a bit lazy, and I'm certainly guilty of that myself. And the R might be hard to hear in some cases, but you are supposed to pronounce it.
Well, like I say, I think English is very interesting because
Language is fascinating.
Yeah, but
I heard that
one of the reasons
I love language.
Yeah, but one of the reasons it's interesting is they add new words every year and they mean completely different things. So, you know, say what you want to say, do what you want to do. If people understand what you're saying, that's really what communication is all about. And, I mean, my goodness, we communicate with emojis and acronyms and all kinds of things now that didn't exist 15 years ago.
Well,
so I think
language evolves like everything. Well, I'm just putting that in. I am an authority on language. I'm not claiming to be the biggest authority, but I know a lot, and I'm always learning about it. And
well, I appreciate your two cents.
The family, you know, my dad was a legal writer. My mom, among other things, was an office manager, but she was an amateur, I guess, grammarian like myself, and pronounced as a different one. I guess that's the irony. It's pronounced. Although you can make it
sound
there,
there's the irony of it all.
And it's not like pronoun, because it's not pronoun. But again, process is a regional pronunciation, though generally outside of this country. But progress, again, with some variation for accents, that's the only right way to say it, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, but I said, you know, again, people will say what they say.
But, you know, be that as it may, that's, you know, you want to hear opinions, so, you know me.
Oh, opinions are good. That's important. I think the interesting part of that story was that the person in the room who was not saying it, I think just kind of felt left out. That was kind of the point of that story.
Yeah, I just, as someone in education, I, you know, tell you right now, I would not encourage a student or applaud a student for saying progress. It's progress. the student wants to sound a little British.
I think there's a lot more to bring up when it comes to students these days than that.
Yeah, if you want to spell color C-O-L-O-U-R, go for it. We're close out to the Canadian border. That's how they spell it in Canada. So why not? If you want to say often, go right ahead. But I say often. But anything other than progress with variation for a regional accent is wrong. So that's my, be it as it may.
Well, that's an opinion, and that's okay.
That's my statement.
And opinions are fine.
Okay, well, have a good day, Scott.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks again for all the great shows.
Thank you.
All right, 740. See, now that's interesting, because, see, that's an opinion, and those are the type of things we want to hear about. Now, does anybody have another opinion? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, just for the record here, nobody is saying that eating a massive amount of Twinkies is a good idea. This is not going to be a health-conscious thing to do. And again, I did not ask anybody to eat 50 Twinkies. It just evolved that way. And I think, much like with all entertainment, it's more of an entertainment thing. It's not so much of an educational piece. It's more of an entertainment piece. And you know what? People have opinions on everything, from health issues to, I mean, we've said things on this station that had nothing to do with doctors or lawyers or anything like that. And I think in the end, it all comes down to opinion, and that's good, though. You know, I think it's a very diverse point of view. And that's what you want. All right, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I think all language, on that particular note, comes down to basically the fun you can have with it. That's really what you're doing. I think with all language, it's just fun. You know, I think Gallagher did things with language. Certainly George Carlin did things with language. And I think it's more of a comedy bit than anything else. If you trip people up, you trip people up. All right, 740-751-4038. Okay. The lawn is mowed. I'm happy about that. You know, I need to look for a new phone. I've been putting this off for a long, long time. And then I got a phone, and then I really didn't like the phone, and I tried to order a phone, and that didn't go very well. And honest to goodness, I've got to update this, and I've been putting it off because I'm really not dependent on a cell phone. I don't know why. That's just never been something I've been totally dependent on. But I've got to update this, and I've been looking at cell phones the past few days, and I really don't know what a good one is to get. I don't know. You know, I look at them, they all seem pretty basic to me. I'm not sure. So we'll see how that goes. There is a story, I'll give you updates on this whole cell phone situation. Now, this is something I wanted to bring up this morning. I saw a quote yesterday. Well, I actually saw, it was a little bit of video. It wasn't so much a quote. Christopher Reeve, and I put it on Facebook this morning because I thought it was such an interesting quote. Christopher Reeve, you know, the actor who played Superman, if you don't remember, was in this horrible horse riding accident, I think in the early 1990s, paralyzed from the neck down. And while he's in the hospital, paralyzed from the neck down, his wife comes in and says, "If you do not want to continue in life, we will find a way to disconnect the life support." Because he was on life support, it got so bad. Let's take the call here, and we'll come back to this. Well, hey, if that was you, call us back, 740-751-4038. We just had a call there, and we'd love to hear from that caller. If that was you, call us back, 740-751-4038. I don't know what happened with the call there, but we definitely want to hear from everybody. 42 minutes past the hour, call us back, 740-751-4038. So Christopher Reeve is in the hospital, and his wife says, if you want us to disconnect the life support, we'll find a way to do that. But you are still you. And that ended up being the title to one of his books later on in life. So she leaves the room, And a doctor comes in and says, turn over. Now, remember, Christopher Reeve is paralyzed at this point. The doctor says, turn over. And Christopher Reeve is obviously, I can't turn over. I'm paralyzed from the neck down. And the doctor says, turn over. We're here to check your prostate. And Christopher Reeve is horrified by this. He can't turn over. He can't get away. He can't do anything. And just at that moment, the doctor pulls down his mask, and it's Robin Williams, his old schoolmate from acting school. And Christopher Reeve said that was the moment he knew he wanted to live, because if he could laugh, he could live. What a great story that is. And really, that's it. There's a lot of misery going on in a lot of people's life and a lot of health issues, but if you can laugh, you can live. So that's a great story. Now, if the caller wants to call back in and talk about anything we've talked about this morning, we would love to hear you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. From the Twinkie contest to the pronunciation of words to getting the lawn mowed on this beautiful morning. Well, I actually got it done yesterday, but looks good today. Give us a call if you want to say anything. We want to hear from anybody, the person who maybe called in there who did not get through, or anybody else who's listening out there in listener land. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, I think that's pretty much what was on my list today. Pretty sure we have went through the list. Okay. We did have a family feud question yesterday. We've only got 15 minutes left today. I don't know where the time has gone. But I think we still have three answers left here. Now, here's the category. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Now, we've got teacher, nurse, housekeeper, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser. But there are still four answers on the list. What are they? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Let's take the phone call. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say a librarian.
Librarian. No librarian on the list. Hey, what'd you make of all the talk this morning, the Twinkies and the...
I guess if you're really healthy, maybe you don't know for sure. I wouldn't do that. I don't think the hot dogs and stuff's a good idea either. Because some people, you know, they might not go to the doctor and have a health issue and do that stuff. And as far as pronouncing, you don't want to ask me.
Well,
I'm the worst person at pronouncing words there was. I don't do my R's very well and
but,
stuff.
But
so.
do you feel that bringing somebody in who wants to do this is us encouraging them to do it?
No, but would you be responsible if anything happened? Or
No, we get them.
That's my only issue.
Yeah, we get them to sign a waiver saying we had nothing, much like anything else that we've ever done. You know, like the fruitcake toss. I mean, somebody could hurt themselves tossing that fruitcake.
Yeah, they could throw it at you, I guess. Or, anybody and hit them. But,
the peanut push. You know, people could hurt themselves doing that. There's a lot of ways to get hurt. You could get hurt just going up the steps.
Yeah, but if you could do something else with the Twinkie instead of eating it. I don't know. Some people have health issues, you know, and trying to eat that many. I don't know. I don't think the hot dog thing, you know, is really, you know, that good a thing to do. But they do it, so I guess. If you want to give it a shot and do it, and stuff. So he's going to furnish the Twinkies and stuff, right?
That's right, yeah. I guess the driving range. Well, see, and there you go. A business wants to be a part of it. So obviously there is some interest in it.
Yeah, and I think about going out for, someplace, I guess it would be breakfast would be good too, but would would you be inside or outside the business?
I would be, the two businesses I had talked to, we'd be inside, but like I say, I couldn't take phone calls, so I would want people, you know, to come down if they could and be a part of an audience, because I would obviously either have to have a guest or have people who normally listen to the show there, because I don't think we'd be able to take phone calls.
Well, I was thinking like Sansodas, you know, you can go outside, you wouldn't bother, unless the place is kind of big. I don't know how much equipment you have to have, but I thought outside like Sansodas, I think they go down that sidewalk. I don't know if they put tables out. That would be kind of neat, or like the OK, they had that outside. A lot of the new places downtown have that outside eating, you know, in the back or front.
You know, I believe both of the places that approach me are on 95, and I think one does have an outside area, one does not. It'll be interesting to see. But I know they do events inside, so they've done, you know, like had people come in and play music and stuff like that. I think it would be more like that.
Yeah, because when they do it for, like, politics, and, you know, they go around and they go in those places and ask people questions, if you would play music or, you know, what you would do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, ours would mostly be a talk thing, and hopefully with a guest, and maybe with audience participation. I think it'd be fun to get audience members to ask questions or do a trivia right there live in the room, and we would give prizes away.
Uh-huh. You know, about Mary and things, but as far as pronouncing the words, I hate that, because down south, we have Rock Hill, you know, rock and then hill, H-I-L-L. And I'm from Oak Hill, but when we say it, we say Oak Hill, and it's like K-I-L-L. And we don't say Oak Hill, we just say Oak Hill. And people would think we're from Oak, K-I-L-L, and, you know, and stuff. But, no, I had a friend, she tried to correct me, and I said, this is the way I talk. I had an aunt named Caroline, C-A-R-O-L-I-N-E. Well, we didn't call her that. Guess what we called her?
What's that?
Caroline.
Well, you know.
And to tell you the truth, my mom had brothers, and you really had to listen close because you could not. I had trouble understanding. And then on my dad's side, I had a cousin. She couldn't pronounce R's. Like, I have trouble with World War II. And she, her R's, and she sounds so cute when she, you know, when she'd talk and stuff. I could just sit and listen to her. But I don't like. I know how I say the words. I don't like people correcting me. If you want to say it some way, say it. But I don't say it that way.
I can understand. I think a lot of people feel that way. Hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better by a woman. Number one answer was teacher, number two was nurse, number three was housekeeper, number five was secretary, number six was daycare, number seven was hairdresser, but we've still got four answers left. 740-751-4038. 51 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. 51 minutes past the hour. Name an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm going to say like a psychologist, maybe psychiatrist, something in that field, like people you go talk to or whatever.
No psychologist, but a good guess.
No psychologist or psychiatrist on the list here today. Name an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Teacher was number one, nurse number two, housekeeper number three, secretary number five, daycare worker number six, hairdresser number seven. Still four big answers on the list here today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Four answers left on the list. An occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. All right. Four answers left to go. Now, number Well, one of these answers is number 4 on the list. And then the other 3 are 8, 9, and 10. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser. Those are the ones that we have. But there are still 4 other big answers on this list and 7 minutes left to go in the broadcast. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the remaining 3 answers on the list here today?
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, let me say a dietitian.
No dietitian on the list.
No dietitian on the list here today. Boy, 4 answers left on this list that started out as 10. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. An occupation you feel is done better when done by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser, and 4 answers left to go. What are the 4 answers that remain in this particular category? And as I said before, 1 is number 4 on the list here today. 4, 8, 9, and 10 is what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
What are the 4 answers?
Go ahead.
What about a model?
Not a model. Hey, what do you make of the Twinkie contest?
To each his own. I wouldn't do it.
Right, but if somebody wants to do it, do you think that we're encouraging it?
No, no. Just mentioning something isn't encouraging it.
Right, right. So hopefully we just
people
got that.
People have to have a little bit of sense.
Well, right, and I would think that because somebody wants to do this, that we're not saying go out and do this. I mean, Twinkies are in the store. If people want to buy them, they can, but that's up to them.
Right, just like pie eating contests or any kind of, that one guy makes a living, doesn't he? Just on TV every now and then that goes all over the world eating.
Yep, yep, Joey Chestnuts. We had him on the show back in November, I think. Yep. Well, hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. An occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. That's where we are today. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser, and 4 answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 4 minutes left to go in the program here today.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say a veterinarian. I don't know if I said that before or not.
No veterinarian on the list.
No veterinarian on the list here today. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser. Still 4 big answers on the list and 3 minutes left to go today. 740-751-4038. You know, we've had a really interesting show here this morning. Covered a lot of ground, had a lot of interesting information, and had a lot of participation from the people listening, which I think is very important when doing a program of this sort. Now, getting a new cell phone, we'll see how that goes. And, well, at least the grass is mowed. Got that part down.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a realtor.
No realtor on the list.
No realtor on the list here today. Name an occupation you feel is done better by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser, and four left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 58 minutes past the hour here. 2 minute warning here at WGH Talk today. Is anybody going to get one of the final answers in the final 2 minutes of the program today? And you know what? Words are interesting. So many people play around with words, and it's absolutely fascinating. The English language is fascinating. I think that's why it's so hard for people to learn who are from other areas of the world, to be honest.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say an attorney.
No attorney on the list.
No attorney on the list here today. 1 minute left to go in the broadcast. 740-751-4038. Name an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. 740-751-4038. Teacher was one, nurse was two, housekeeper was three, secretary was five, daycare worker was six, and hairdresser was seven. Still four big answers left on the list, and under 30 seconds left in the broadcast today, we might be able to get one more phone call in before we run out of time.
Go ahead, caller.
Would you call parenting an occupation or not?
Yes. So what would a parent be? A woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
I think the woman does a better job. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right. For this day, Scott Spears, heading.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the place for all the big events. For Scott Spears and Terry Tackett at the 2016 World Series in Cleveland, Ohio, as the Cleveland Indians face the Chicago Cubs.
Now, how is this all going to end up? How many games are we going to play in this series?
I want to say six games. We're going to take it in six.
Indians.